that what you were looking for? Is that what you were wanting? All right. Praise God. Lord, I give you my heart.
Huh?
So now we got Lord, I give you my heart. Last song, right?
All right. Or maybe this one. And then Brother Jake.
Yep. You tell me. You lead at the end, so.
Okay.
I'll follow you.
Or you know what? Depending on how the service goes, you'll probably, yeah. That was a good reminder.
Did you see that?
This, you're going to be next after the NFL.
Morning, everybody. How are you? Good to see you here this morning. In your worship guide, if this is your first time here with us today, in your worship guide is a connection card. Looks like this. If you would be so kind as to fill this out with your name, address, phone number, information. We just want to get a little bit of information about you. You can place that in the offering plate when it comes by in a few minutes if this is your first time here with us today. This connection card, that would be terrific. Want to let you know about a few things coming up. First of all, check this out. After service today, since this is our three-year anniversary as a church, we're having a special softball exhibition. Sandy versus Randy. Sandy and the hula team and their spouses against Randy and the youth team and worship, youth and worship combined, and their spouses are gonna go head-to-head in a three-inning cage match to the death. No, just three innings for fun. And it's going to be great. It's going to be up in the field right on the other side of the parking lot here where we play softball on Sunday nights. And it's going to be great. Right after the service, here's what we're going to do. Right after the service today, we're going to quickly tear down all the sanctuary and the children's area and get everything packed up and put away. And then we're going to eat a free barbecue going on out there. It's going to be great. And then we're all going to head up to the field and watch some softball. It's going to be a lot of fun. So hopefully you cleared your schedule for the afternoon and you can hang around with us and celebrate our 3 years as a church family together. It's going to be a lot of fun. You don't want to miss out on this. So stick around after the service, okay? Also coming up, October 4th, which is just a few weeks away, we're having our next Pathway movie night at the Oro Valley Library, Cowboys of the Far West. And it's a documentary. It's really interesting about Hawaii, and you don't want to miss out on this. It's a fundraiser for our building fund. Even though we haven't purchased a building, we are in the process of building that fund so that when the time comes, when God shows us where we're going to be for a permanent location, we have the money in the bank to go ahead and do that. So that's what this is for. And you can see any of the ladies that are dressed for the hula that were up there on stage earlier, or anybody with the I Love to Hula t-shirt on. You can see any of those people for tickets after the service. There's more information on that here in your worship guide. You can either buy tickets for movie and dinner or just the movie, and there's children's tickets too. And so check this out for all the information you need about everything going on for that night, okay? Make sure you read through the rest of your worship guide as well. There's lots of great information in there. We want you guys involved. We want you guys plugged in here at Pathway of Hope, okay? Thanks a lot. Let's pray for the tithes and offerings right now if our ushers would come forward. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this church, for everything you've done for us, Lord, over the last 3 years, and we praise you for that. Lord, right now I ask for protection, Lord, for this church, because the devil's going to come against it and want to break us up, Father, trying to spread disunity in this church, Lord, try to get to Pastor Johnny and the church leadership. Right now we just pray against that, Father. Pray your protection over this church. Let us last for a long, long time, making an impact in this community for your kingdom. Lord, I pray for your blessing over these tithes and offerings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, everybody. Before I play, I'd just like to thank Johnny for the opportunity to play a couple of songs for you this morning. And I'd like to thank God, because from time to time in my prayer time, I will ask God specifically. I'll just say, God, just like your psalmist says, please put a new song in my heart. And he's so faithful to do that. And I have a couple of love songs to play for you this morning. That was Jeff, just so you know. Several times in the past year, either Pastor Johnny or Pastor Doug have taught on God's love, that agape love. And this first song is about what that is. And the second song will be more about how, when that love is applied in our daily lives, what the effect is all around us. Love is so patient, love is so kind, knows no jealousy, boasting or pride. It won't demand its own way, and never, no, never keeps a record of hurts deep inside. This kind of love, it doesn't rejoice about any injustice. For truth, it will stand up and cheer. It gives up on no one, never loses its faith, always hopeful when things are unclear. This kind of love. This kind of love is hard to offend, thinks never an evil of others. It prays for its enemies just as it would if they were his sisters and brothers. This kind of love. This kind of love is the mark of the Son, who spent his life showing us how. It's the love of the Father. It is what he is, and by his Spirit it lives in us now. This kind of love. Tell me, what kind of love is this? So far beyond my understanding. You think of me, Lord, every moment I live. You never tire of forgiving me. Love is so patient, love is so kind, knows no jealousy, boasting or pride. Won't demand its own way, and never, no, never keeps a record of hurts deep inside. This kind of love. This kind of love is so hard to offend, thinks never an evil of others. It prays for its enemies just as it would if they were his sisters and brothers. This kind of love. Tell me, what kind of love is this? So far beyond my understanding. You think of me, Lord, every moment I live. You never tire of forgiving me. Do
us, Lord, how to love like this, the way that you love us. Help us, Lord, in this thing that we miss. It's what you're wanting of us. This kind of love is the mark of the Son, who spent his life showing us how. It's the love of the Father. It is what he is, and by his Spirit it lives in us now. This kind of love, tell me, what kind of love is this, so far beyond my understanding? You think of me, Lord, every moment I live. You never tire of forgiving me. God's called us to live in, where we never hold grudges and stop being judges, where no wrong ever goes unforgiven. What a difference this love could make in our lives, in our workplace, our homes and our streets. The world would seem new, for me and for you, filled with his joy and his peace. So what holds us back? What gets in the way when it comes to this gift from above? Is it the pride in our hearts that keeps us apart from the blessings of this kind of love? This kind of love, it's all about love, it's all about love, it's all about love, my friend. It's all about love, God's special kind of love, it's all about his love, my friend. Now love makes a promise that it never will fail. Has no equal, nothing comes close to this gift we've been given. For the days we are living, it's the one thing we clearly need most. We need most. It's all about love, it's all about love, it's all about love, my friend. It's all about love, God's special kind of love. It's all about his love, my friend. Now what a difference this love could make in our lives, in our workplace, our homes and our streets. The world would seem new for me and for you, filled with his joy and his peace. So what holds us back? What gets in the way when it comes to this gift from above? Is it the pride in our hearts that keeps us apart from the blessings of this kind of love? This kind of love, about love, it's all about love. It's all about love, my friend. It's all about love, your special kind of love. It's all about his love, my friend. It's all about his love, my friend. It's all about his love, my friend. Now love makes a promise that it never will fail. It has no equal, nothing comes close. To this gift we've been given, for the days we are living, it's the one thing we clearly need most. We need most. It's all about love, it's all about love. It's all about love, my friend. It's all about love, your special kind of love. It's all about his love, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you,
thank you. Thank you so much, Fred. We have a CD over at the resource table called In These Quiet Moments. If you don't have it, it's one you want to add to your collection. It is just a wonderful collection of songs that were recorded live. What he just sang, it's so true. It's all about love. And in fact, 3 years ago, this church was started with a mission that was completely centered around love. The mission statement that the launch team, we prayed about and we knew that was the mission for this church, was to love God. It's about loving others. Nothing else, nothing more than that, nothing less than that. It's all about love. And it was based on the great commandment of Matthew 22, verses 37 through 40, which say, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all your soul, with all of your mind, with all of your strength. And the second one is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. So we knew that as we started this church, it was all about love, loving each other authentically and loving God wholeheartedly. And that's why we are here. And today we celebrate 3 years together. And this morning I want to talk to you a little bit about our history. I was meeting with another pastor last week, and they're celebrating 50 years this year. And he's only been at the church like 6 years, but he was saying, I don't know anything about how the church, his church, the Oro Valley Nazarene Church, because I don't know how it got started or anything about it. And I was saying, well, I can tell you all about our history, you know, because it's fresh in my mind. But I just want to just spend a few moments talking about our history and about where what God has been placing on my heart. But would you take a look at this? This is a some missionaries from West Africa. They wanted to give their testimony of what God was doing, where they came from when they were here in the States, and then what they're doing now on the mission field. Take a look at this.
Lord, it was you. You created the heavens. Lord, it was your hands that put the stars in their place. Lord, it was your voice that commands the morning, 'cause even oceans and their waves, they bow at your feet, oh God. Lord, who am I compared to your glory? To your
who am I compared to your glory? Lord, who am I compared to your majesty? I'm your beloved, your creation, and you love me as I am. You call me chosen for your kingdom, unashamed to call me your own. I'm your beloved, your creation, and you love me as I am. You call me chosen for your kingdom, unashamed to call me your own. I'm your beloved. I'm your beloved.
Okay, my life. All right. You have one life to give, and you know what? This church is giving it. And today I need to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Because it doesn't matter if you're in West Africa, or if you go to India, or if you go wherever, or if you're holding a baby in our nursery, or if you're setting up a wire here. It's serving, it's loving each other, and loving God. And this is a church of love. And this is a church of service. We've got one life to give, and we're giving it. And I'm so proud of you. And today we're celebrating 3 years of service to each other, 3 years of service to this community, and to our Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to tell you, 3 years ago we did something amazing. I want you to think about it for a second. We started a church. Think about that. We started a church with the vision of truly loving God with all of our hearts and loving each other with the love of Christ. Has it been easy? No. As the saying goes in my family, which I use all the time with my children, if it was easy,
everyone would do it.
That's right. Because we teach our kids to do hard things, and you know what? If it was easy, everyone would be doing it. It's not easy planning a church, and we're young. We passed the terrible twos this last year, right? We're growing, and in 3 years, we've become a family. We're becoming a true body. We've become the hands and feet of Jesus. That's what a body is. Jesus' physical body is no longer present on earth, so the church is the body of Christ. We're his hands, we're his feet, we're his voice and his mouth, and we are an extension of his arms and his hands and his feet to our community and to our world. And in 3 years, we've made a difference. Truly, we have. This is an amazing church. We have so many people involved in the work of ministry here. In fact, our latest count is there are 65 people that are involved in a ministry in some way, and so many people involved. And because of your service, because of your sacrifices, because of your time, in our short history, we've done amazing things. In addition to launching a church, this old church, it was 3 years ago, we were sitting in my living room, and we were just, our launch team was together thinking about, you know, how to get this church started. And that's when Hurricane Katrina hit. And I remember Frank and Christy, what can we do, what can we do? They were there in our living room, like, what can we do to help out? We're not even a church. What do you mean, what can we do? With Ron and Jeff, what can we do? You know what we did? We got together, we started talking about it and praying, and we noticed that there was an organization on the news that were there in the front lines. They were called Somebody Cares. We got on the phone. We called Somebody Cares. We got through to the person that was there in Houston delivering supplies, and we said, we in Tucson, we want to do something. I think we were probably even crying on the phone talking to him. We want to do something. We want to be a church that does things, not just meets, but we want to make a difference in this country. And you know what we did? We rented a 26-foot truck. We parked it in front of Walmart. We stood there for 3 days, I think, collected thousands of dollars worth of supplies of diapers, of bottled water, of Bibles. And then Keith Rupert, Jonathan Kelly, drove overnight. I'm glad I wasn't in that truck, man. Those two guys, man, that'd have been like a party truck. I just learned yesterday they were stopping in every, there's a gas station, not BP, but I was getting these hot dogs and Flying J's, yes. But they drove that truck right there to where the need was. That's what Pathway of Hope is. From the very beginning, we decided we're just not going to live in comfort zone. We're going to make a difference with their lives. We started that little campaign that we call it Tucson Cares with our banners right there in front of Walmart, you know, rallying Tucson together to help our fellow Americans over in New Orleans. That's why I love Pathway of Hope. It's not me casting vision. It's people in the church saying, we got to do something. We got to do something with our lives. We've got one life to give, and we're giving it. Last year, we took a team of people to India, including several of our youth. We preached the gospel in areas that it had never been preached before. One time, we got rocks thrown at our bus. Our host family was concerned that we were either going to get killed or arrested. But you know what? We told them, hey, we came here to preach the gospel, and we did it because we've got one life to give, and we want to give it. We did that with so many. Last year, we took a team of youth and adults to Mexico to build a house for a poor family. Our team got sick. I mean, they were sick for months afterwards, but they got sick. And I remember looking at the photo, and everyone's smiling in that group photo, but I learned that as soon as they took that photo, off to that bathroom. I mean, they were sick, but they were still, you know, building a house because we have one life to give, and we know we got to give it. We got to do something because the gospel is worthy of us doing something. People around us that don't know Jesus, they're worthy of us doing something because life is about living for God and an eternity called heaven and hell. And we don't want people to go to hell. We want people to go to heaven. So we're doing what we've been called to do, and that's giving our lives for other people. Last year, about this time, Christy Green had a goal of making shoeboxes to give it to the children of Nogales. Her goal was 50 shoeboxes. She received and distributed over 100 shoeboxes to little children in Nogales, Mexico, and over 100 children had the best Christmas of their lives. Shoeboxes with gifts and clothes and Bibles, and because of what we're doing here at Pathway of Hope. And we're going to do the same thing again here pretty soon. You're going to get an announcement and an email about us collecting shoeboxes. She also, Frank and Christy also took clothes over to Mexico and distributed clothes because we collected clothes this time last year too. But I love it. We're giving our lives for the sake of the gospel. It's not only just with these special things. I mean, think about our children's ministry. It's stellar. Our youth ministry, it's growing. Our Hula ministry, they're going to be ministering and presenting the gospel to nursing homes here really soon. That's the goal of Sandy, is to take the Hula ministry not only in the church, but take it out of the church to present the love of Jesus. Our softball ministry, I almost fell off. I can't wait. They're going to build a new platform for me, and it's going to have little walls, so I don't... 3 years ago, we started a softball league with the goal of providing a service and a service to the community by allowing men to play softball. I believe it needs some revamping, but it's an open door that God has given us to love people. And, you know, we have to learn how to use that door the right way. But still, it's a touch point that we have to love and to reach out to families here in Northwest Tucson. And today I want to encourage you. No, I want to plead with you to keep on giving your lives to touch the lives of others. Don't stop serving. Don't stop giving. Don't become weary in well-doing, as the apostle said, because at the proper time, you're going to reap a harvest, Paul said, if you do not give up. Let's not give up. Sometimes we feel like quitting. We get tired. We get worn out. It's easy to lose sight of the vision. It's easy to get wrapped up, you know, into just life, because life has its own challenges in and of itself. But I want to encourage you. You have one life to give. Give it for the sake of Jesus. Would you open your Bibles to Mark chapter 8? I want to read one passage to you that is on my heart this morning. We're going to go to Mark 8, 34. In Mark 8, 34, it says this. Then he called the crowd to him. We're talking about Jesus. Jesus called the crowd to him, along with his disciples, and he said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me and the gospel will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? I'm telling you, that is a verse to memorize. That is a verse to read to your children. That is a verse to get into the hearts of our young people and ourselves. What good is it if we gain everything in life, but yet we lose and we forfeit our soul? Jesus said in 37, or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? And he says in 38, if anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels. See, it's about dying to ourselves and coming alive to Christ and the gospel. That's what it means to be a follower of Christ, is to deny ourselves and to not forfeit our souls for the world, but to live our lives for God, to give our lives for each other, just as we're doing. And I want to encourage you just to keep on doing it. This summer, I wanted to expose my four kids to different genres of music because I've been really working hard with them on music lessons. And I introduced them to classical music and to blues, including T-Bone Walker and Muddy Waters and a lot of these blues legends. And I remember at one point, one of the kids, because we were just listening to music a lot, you know, and different, you know, classical, all these beautiful things. And at one point, one of the kids said, Dad, can we please listen to real music? And I was thinking, this is real music. But, of course, to them, real music meant Miley Cyrus or the Jonas Brothers or, you know, whatever. And I started thinking about it. The truth is, in life, we filter what we want to do, our likes and our dislikes, our worldview. Everything is filtered through those things, what we like, what we dislike, what we believe. I'll go to a restaurant because I like it. I'll avoid another restaurant because I don't like it. And what we end up doing is everything in life is based on our likes, dislikes, our worldview, our desires. And I want to tell you, there's one thing we cannot allow to be filtered through that system. That is to be a Mark 8 type of Christian. We can't ever get to that place where we say, oh, that's just, I don't want to do that. I don't want to pray for my softball team members, or I don't want to serve, and I just don't want to do it. Because that's denying what we've been called to be as believers. We got to rise above that and say, boy, this is what Jesus wants of me. He wants me to serve. He wants me to die to myself. And then we say, okay, I don't feel like it, but life is not based on feelings. It's based on my faith in Jesus Christ. And it's coming alive to giving our lives to each other and to Jesus. Because we've got one life to live. We got one life to give, and that's what God wants us to do with it, is to give it away. This morning, I want to say thank you to all of you that are involved in ministry. We've got a special gift for you. Listen. Oh. Here, I'll show you what it looks like. It's a shirt that says Team Pathway. Teamwork is one of our core values because we know that it's everyone's gifts and abilities that it's going to take to love people. It says Team Pathway, One Life to Give. And then the back, right over the neck, is the Pathway of Hope logo. Now, it was a mass effort trying to do this. And I remember when I was serving on staff at the Eureka Foursquare Church, we tried to do something like this. There's about 800 people at the church, so it was really tough. But you know what? There's probably only 60 or 70 people serving in ministry. You're going to find that a lot of large churches, you have 20% of the people doing 80% of the work, you know, and that's Pathway of Hope. I mean, it's almost like 80%, 70%, 60%, whatever it is. We have a high level of involvement. But my fear of doing this is we always, someone is overlooked, or not overlooked, but someone was in a ministry, then, and when the ministry leader was supposed to put their name on, that person maybe forgot that person. And so we're gonna try to do this, and I'm just praying that we got everybody. And the truth is, you know what, we've got some people in this church, many people, that they're not just in one ministry, they're serving in so many different ministries. They're in the Levite ministry, they're in Hula, they're in worship ministry, and so we've got multiple people that are doing multiple things. But this is just a way for us just to say thank you, and we love you so much. And I'm going to ask Sandy and Doug if they would help me with this. I want to say thank you to our leadership team, those that are providing leadership to a lot of our core ministries. Like Doug and Sandy are what we call high-impact volunteers, you know. Doug works full-time at Pathway of Hope and part-time at Raytheon. Is that right? All right. So this first one I took off. Sandy, I ruined your shirt. I'm sorry about that. I want to say thank you. All right. Yeah, would you start calling names? And there might be a few that I want to just, because there's a few new ministries that I want to just mention too. So, but.
Sure, it works. Cassidy Miller. Come on up here.
Children's Ministries and Middle Ministries. Thank you, Cassidy.
Lori Rupert. These are a particular order.
She's a barista. Thank you, Lori.
Jim Rosso.
There would be no Hula ministry without Jim Rosso. Do you ever model Hula dresses?
Evelyn?
Many ministries, including our bulletin maker. Thank you, Evelyn.
Frank Green.
All right.
Is Frank here?
Frank's ushering right now.
He took his kid in.
Okay.
Scott Green.
Yes. Frank pulls a trailer and helps us set up. Thank you so much, Frank. I mean, Scott. They both have the last name Green. You have to cut me some slack.
Barbara Alstrom.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you, Barbara. Children's Ministries and Communion. Thank you, Barbara.
Jonathan Kelly.
Truck driver to New Orleans. Levite Ministry, Council. Softball manager.
Paul's out with the barbecue. Lindsay Dolan.
All right. Worship Ministries.
Mike Granderson.
Thank you, Mike. His team is going down tonight.
Tammy Flores.
Thank you, Tammy. God bless you.
Jeffrey Moser.
Frank. Jeffrey's our star. If everything's going right, no one notices him. And a little bit of feedback, we all turn back and what's going on?
Tara Kelly.
Thank you, Tara.
Frank Green. Angela Holler.
Thank you for serving our children.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you. Larry and Darla Granderson.
Lay down, Johnny.
Larry's talking smack. Start with it.
Keith Rupert is out with the barbecue, right?
Yeah.
Keith is our sign guy and also the chief driver to New Orleans.
Karen Kelly's out of town. Elizabeth Kemper. Fred Bayer.
Fred. We couldn't sit on chairs if it wasn't for Fred.
Heidi Dahl. Kevin Kemper.
Okay. Kevin fired me from piano.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hannah Johnson. Rhonda Garcia. And Jeff Garcia.
Thank you.
Mike Holler. Kim Green. Not here. Oh, there she is. She was hula-ing.
Thank you.
Richard and Irma Shaney.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much, Irma.
Dick Moser. I'll give you Lynn's, too. Lynn's right here. Here's Lynn's as well. Thanks, Dick. Yeah.
It's Lynn's as well.
Rachel Kemper. Rachel's back with babies. Okay. Charlena Kemper. Kim Granderson. Brian and Melinda Lee.
This guy right here is leading our 316 softball team. And you're going down, buddy.
I hope you don't get hurt.
Okay.
David Kemper.
Thanks for serving our children.
Bethany Johnson. Austin Miller.
Now, isn't he a great drummer?
Isn't he?
Megan Newhouse. Oh, she's back there? Okay. Colin and Don are not here this morning. Kelly Snyder.
Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. Levite Ministry.
Thank you, Kelly.
Brittany Guthrow.
Children's Ministries. Thank you, Brittany.
And Dana Ahlstrom. Valerie Lindquist.
Thank you.
Alyssa Escalante.
Children's Ministry.
Ray Mundy.
Thank you.
Is Ray here? I thought I saw Ray. There he is.
One of our prayer
warriors. And Consuelo,
right
too.
Yeah.
I'll give you both of them.
Thank you, Frank.
Patrick Beckman. Chris Dahl. RJ Hinton.
I know.
Yes. Is Elizabeth Hinton here, or is she back with the kids?
She's
back with the kids. All right. We have Janet Ahlstrom, who's back with the kids. Travis Kelly. I think we've covered everyone else.
Paul Kelly's
out with the barbecue. Keith is not here. We talked about that. Okay.
All right.
That's everybody that's here.
Let's stand together, can we? Oh, yeah, Randy Hinton, too. And Randy and Doug and Jackie, and there's several of us that are going to get our shirts next week. So, thank you so much, everybody, for your service to Jesus and to each other. Let's sing the song in closing. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. And this is my desire, to wander. Give you my heart, and I give you my soul.